He struggled with the aerial balls.
The goal, which was scored by Kaiser Chiefs, was legitimate.
No, they deserve the win.
The format is good.
They were the ones who are actually favorites.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend saw the Carling Black Label Cup take place with its all-new format. Mamelodi Sundowns made light work of AmaZulu, beating them 3-0, and Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs played out to a goalless draw before the Bucks progressed on penalties. That match was, of course, without some controversy as a goal was disallowed. Chiefs and Usutu then went to a penalty shootout, which saw the Glamour Boys claim third spot. Mamelodi Sundowns made even lighter work of Orlando Pirates in the final, putting four past the Buccaneers. Mamelodi Sundowns walking away with their first ever CBL title. After these matches, we asked you what you thought of the new format as a whole, and we wanted your opinions on the results. We also just had to pick your brains about the Chiefs' disallowed goal. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
My take on Carling Cup as a prominent supporter of Orlando Pirates, I would say from the game of AmaZulu and Mamelodi Sundowns, Velumotwa, it seems like he struggled with the aerial balls. The third goal of Surprise Ralani, he was supposed to clear that ball. Then the game of Orlando Pirates in Kaizer Chiefs, the referee wasn't spot on. There was a ball that was supposed to be received by Zakhele Lepasa. That ball, Lepasa wasn't offside at all. And also there was a ball, I think it's Ashley Dupree's. That ball is a goal. By the time when Kamabila was taking that ball forward, Dupree's comes from the onside position. He wasn't spot on clearly. But that's it. Mistakes from our referees. There's nothing we can do about that.
I would call a congratulations to my Mamelodi Sundowns. Yeah, it deserves a bit of the Sundowns League Cup. Even the first round, Ishaya Mazuru 3-0. Yagmeles for me is sometimes it's a big team. Because the Chiefs we deserve a final, unfortunately. All lines mean or people are a little offside. But okay, it is what it is. Okay, this format ngibona e right mina. Enkhumbuza a Telkom Charity Cup kwakuso. Mina ngibona kumnandi, ngibona right.
I would like to say congratulations to Mamelodi Sundowns. Now they deserve the win. They went all out and they prepared just to win all these matches. Okay, regarding the Kaizer Chiefs offside, and it's the same with the very same offside. It wasn't an offside. And with the, it's also with the Pirates one. It wasn't also an offside. They were supposed to just to give it on both sides, but it's football. And again, thanks to Black Label for adding another teams to make it four teams so that it will be more interesting. Because since if it was only two teams, it was not more interesting than now. Since we're having four teams now, it's interesting then at least we're having a great football and just to see another different teams interacting with Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates. It's a great initiative going forward. We thank you for that and we're appreciating it. And with Chiefs and Sun and Pirates, both teams, they didn't. That was not an offside. But at least they both sides, they didn't give them. So that if they did give to one side, there was going to be a problem. But we appreciate that both sides so that we wouldn't fight for that. But we thank you for that.
The new system of Black Label will bring back the days of a charity cup, like the Ibiza Soccer Spectaculars, whereby we spend the whole day at the stadium. I think it's going to work and it's going to even give other clubs to vote for their clubs. But we must add this as the supporters. There has to be a champion coach. Like before, when it was only Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, that's the only thing that Carling must fix on. Those teams, even their supporters, they wish to be on the bench in order to cheer their boys, stuff like that. But so far, so good. I'm happy that next year it will be played by all 32 clubs as the Carling Knockout Club, Knockout Cup. So I think it's good. the system of Carling Cup is good. Yeah,
I think the competition was tough and we lost on the penalties and Sundowns took it. And when it comes to Kenya, Pirates and Sundowns did get the red card. Because of that, they scored more than 4 goals in there. That is why they didn't defend, they didn't do anything, but they did try to defend, but it didn't go the way they wanted. But I'm glad that Chiefs and Pirates, they did fight for it, but the one team won it, it's Sundowns. So everybody was so happy about that. I'm so happy also because Chiefs and Pirates are the team as Pumila Gunde Cup. It had a different team in Sundowns. So as Pumila.
I think the format is good, but the timing of the playing of games, for me, I don't think it's the good one. Such games are supposed to be played before the season starts, like it used to be during the times of Iwisa Spectacular. With regards to the goal that was disallowed of Kaizer Chiefs, I still believe as well on my side that it was a legitimate goal, but unfortunately, it happens in football. Some goals, even though they are legitimate, but they get disallowed. I guess it's one of those things that we need to live with them. But with regards for this format working for other teams, unfortunately, it has to do with support base. If they don't have supporters, unfortunately, they won't have the opportunity to participate in such games. But for me, the voting system and everything, I think it's the best.
Assistant referee Urope Chiefs equally. That was not an offside. It's a clear goal. So I can say
the goal which was scored by Kaizer Chiefs was legitimate. The goal scorer was onside. It should have stood. It's just a pity the games like these are decided by the officials. Chiefs should have gone to play in the final. Coming to the format, I'm happy with the format of the 4 teams. As long as the teams are voted by their own supporters.
Let me start by congratulating Mamelodi Sundowns for their first win, Carling Black Label Cup. And it was a good atmosphere at the stadium. The supporters were there in numbers, good behavior. Then coming to the official games, I'm not happy at all with the match officials. Really, really, PSL must do something because we as supporters, we use our heart and money to come to the stadiums. The PSL must start by using the deducting points for the official. Yeah, it clearly shows that the game of Kaizer Chiefs, that was a clear goal. There was no offside. You can see it even when I came back at home. I watched it on the TV. It was a clear goal. I'm not a supporter of Kaizer Chiefs, but I'm talking on behalf of the supporters. The way I saw it in all angles at the SuperSport, it's a clear, clear goal. So the officials, something must be done seriously. Like when you do the accident, they take some points on your license. Even at the games, must be that the match officials must also relegate it to the lower divisions. The Carling Black Label format, I'm really happy with it. I can't complain too much. I'm happy with it because everyone who is involved in soccer also got a chance.
Well done to Mamelodi Sundowns for clinching their first Carling Black Label title. If you heard the press conference, Mr. Rulani said that that was the only cup that was missing in their cabinet. So being a superpower and what their ambitions are, they want to actually mark history in every competition that's played. And to be honest, it was actually evident when they played AmaZulu that they were actually prepared for winning the title. And also, in all honesty, I saw them only winning this cup despite the Pirates having a red card. With the depth of squad and the quality of players that they have, I mean, they were the ones who are actually favorites, to be honest. Having to play like 2 games in one day. And also the Kaizer Chiefs goal, yes, there was a goal, but what can we say? Coaches, fourth officials themselves make mistakes, but I think they would learn from such things. And I think the Kaizer Black Label itself will be extended. It's best that they actually keep on bringing more teams in it so that it could bring some vibrance, you know, because I feel like the sponsorship has so much more to give in terms of South African football. Maybe one day if the MTN 8 moves out, or maybe even the Nedbank Cup. Yeah, but also it would work for other teams as well, which is a good thing. So as for the day of the Calling Black Label Cup, everything just went well.
I'm not happy about what Ref did yesterday, because that was a goal. It's not offside. I'm not happy.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.